This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك سميع مجيب الدعاء. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Continuing with what we Muslims believe, and again this is basics. Some of you may think this is very basics, but I think what we are and the time we are living, the time meaning the influences we all are facing as Muslims, we really are living, and I had this debate recently with someone, and I said, we are living in the Mecca time. We are back to Mecca time. We are not living in Medina. We are living in Mecca time, where everything around us is not Islam. And we as Muslims, not very strong, and please forgive me, but it's reality. Right? And then the more we are living here, the weaker we get. Because who is going to remind me, اذكرillah, وسبحillah, did you pray? Nobody outside. So I need to keep back to the basics. Yani, alhamdulillah, when we learned about Allah, I have no doubt some of you, inshallah, all of you, it has to be your relationship with Allah, at least that day, on Tuesday, had a little bit difference. Like you looked at it and I was like, yeah, this is Allah. How come I didn't think of it, him this way? Or I know, but why did I forget? So we are going back to the basics, what we believe in Muslims. And this, when we talk about belief, is not my opinion and yours, or even not this sheikh said or that sheikh said. It's only two sources, what Allah said and what our Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said. And there is no if and but. No if and but in this. These are, they call it, al-ma'lumu bid-deen bil-darura. This is, you are a Muslim, you have to know this. Like you are living in the United States, it's a requirement when you go and take the, for the immigrant, when they go and take the test for the citizenship, what is the requirement, number one? You have to know English. Even if it is basics, but you have to know it. So for you as a Muslim, for me as a Muslim, the most important thing is you know what do you believe in. Somebody look at you in school started, you're a Muslim, what do you believe in? I believe in Allah. Okay, who is he? So the second step, the first step, and these sequences in this series is not my planning. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it in many places, but the verse that probably all of you are familiar with is what Allah said at the end of Surah Al-Baqarah. آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ. The Prophet, the Messenger, believed in what have been revealed to him from Allah. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ, now us, and the believers, كُلٌ, each one of us, each one of us. You are not a believer if you don't believe in this. Literally, if you don't believe in this, you're not a believer. كُلٌ, everyone, آمَنَ, believed, بِاللَّهِ, Allah. And then next is الْمَلَائِكَ, angels. وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ. And this is the sequences, because Allah sent an angel, sent him with what? With the book, to whom? To a messenger. And then the second proof or the second source of this statement is, again, Hadith Jibreel, as we call it. When Sayyidina Jibreel came to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and says, نَبِّئْنِي أَوْ خَبِّرْنِي عَنِ الْإِسْلَامِ, tell me what is Islam? And he told him the pillars of Islam, the five. And then he said, وَخَبِّرْنِي عَنِ الْإِيمَانِ, what is faith? What is belief? He said the following, and تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر, he added, the day of judgment والقدر خيره وشره, and you believe in destiny, whether it is obviously good or it is not good externally, but there is always good in it. So these are the sequences. This is why this series is in this sequence. So now we're going to come to something very interesting. It's called angels. So how many of you know anything about angel? Anything? Yes, Bismillah. Anything, just learn. Yeah? MashaAllah, yes, they are made of nur, perfect. Anything else? Young and old? Oh, I'm sorry, not and not very young. Never say old. Okay, so they are made of nur, khalas, that's it? Yes, Bismillah. They don't make mistakes, excellent, uh-huh. Are we reading? Yeah, so the same thing. يَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. They do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them. What else we know about the angels? Yes. That's the same thing. They are created to worship Allah. Now, they don't eat. Yes. They don't get married, they don't have children. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. They don't go to Jannah or they go to Jannah? Okay, that's a good question. We'll talk about this. What else about the angels? Not too bad. Okay, Bismillah. So let's start number one. The first question is, why do I need to believe in angels? Why? There's only one answer. Yes. Can you speak up? I think this is what is making me not hearing one. Why do I believe in angel? Thank you. Allah said so. Learn this word. All of you, especially the youth. And then we're gonna start. We have to argue, of course, after that. You have to convince me, I'm not convinced, you know why. That's okay. As long as you're not denying it. You are just wanted to, let's say, put it in a positive way. I want my faith to be stronger. That's okay. But number one reason is because Allah said so. That's number one. So why do I believe in angel? Because Allah said so. In case you wonder, this is a very good book. It's actually Sheikh Omar al-Ashqar. It's translated. It's called Angels. It's a series of Aqidah. And this is one is the world of the noble angels. And it's in Arabic also. It's a very good series from the 80s, actually. So number one, it's Allah told me about them and I need to believe in them. Number two, when I learn about the world of the angels, what happens to my relationship with Allah? When I think, do I see the angels? The answer is no. But when I think of them and I read about them in the Quran, what Allah described them, what's immediately come inside me? If they are those, who are they? Then the next question is gonna come, who's Allah? Right? And I've said this, all of you, when you drive, especially if you go for beautiful places, and here in California, there is places beautiful, right? Always when you look at the beauty, you say, Ya Allah, how beautiful is this? Second thing has to come in your mind. If this is the beauty I am seeing, who is the creator then? How beautiful is the creator who created this beauty? And this is just a simple thing for him. And I haven't seen all his majesty, all the beautiful things he created. So the more I think of the angels, the more I think, subhanallah. So that's number one. Number two, this is something for all of us. He created them to serve us. Angels are here to serve us. How did I know about the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? How did I know about the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? How did I know about the Quran? Let's say this. How did I know about the Quran? If it was not for Sayyidina Jibreel, for the angels, so Allah brought them for us. How does rain come in? There's an angel for rain. You know that, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them also to serve us. And they are related to us. They are related to us. They are around us. In fact, they are with us. They are here, right? And the most important thing about the angels that will teach you your value, not because you are Sarah or you are Fatima or you are, it's because you're a human being. What do I learn? What's something we all know about the angels tells me how much Allah elevated my status. Something we all know about the angels that taught me what status me and you as a human being Allah gave us. When Allah asked the angels to do what? To prostrate for us, right? When do you prostrate to anybody? I mean, we're not supposed to prostrate to anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when do you kiss the hand of someone? When you really, when you respect them, when you think they are better than you, you do things, you don't do it for everybody. Imagine Allah ask the angels, and this is the commonest, one of the commonest repeated stories in the Quran. Why do we have Shaytan Iblis? Because he said, no, I'm not doing it. Right? هَذَا الَّذِي كَرَّمْتَ عَلَيْهِ When Allah told the angels to prostrate, and Shaytan said, no, and this is in Surah Al-Isra, he looked at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and says, see those that you elevated their status over me, wait, see what I'm going to do to them. So you and me are elevated in the sight of Allah. That's why I say this all the time. When I see in my office a woman, I was like, what do you do? She said, oh, I'm just staying home. And I'm just staying home? You're a human being, number one. And don't look down at people because they are this or that and you are this and that. We are all human beings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated our status. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will boast about us in front of al-Malaika. You know that? When is that? On the day of Arafah. When all of us, or those who are in Hajj, and Allah looks at the angels and says, look at my servants. They came, they are tired, they are dirty, they are full of dust, and they came to worship me. Bear witness, I have forgiven them all. Isn't that a state of elevation? So don't underestimate. I'm not telling you be arrogant, but also know your value as a human being. Because Allah said to the angels, prostrate to them. Another thing we all have to know, why don't we see the angels? Where are they? Look at you, this is the first time ever somebody taught you about this. Now, alhamdulillah, good. Why don't we see them? Huh? Why don't we see them? I don't know, okay. We can't stand seeing them. That's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you are getting close to the same principle. I know what you are thinking. Yes. They are in a different dimension. They are actually created from light. And what is the speed of an angel? This is something that's going to drive you crazy. The angels move in what speed? 180 million kilometers per second. No way I can see it. And this is not my words. So I cannot see them. But the reason I can see them, number one, because Allah, again, I want you all, young especially, everything connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah did not give me and you and us the ability to see them. He gave me the ability to see, he gave us the ability to see each other, to see a lot of his creation. But he did not give me the ability to see the angels or the jinn. He did not. And if, with a very few exceptions, we're going to talk about it. And if we were able to see everything around us, we will not be able to live. It's extremely overwhelming. You know, the animals hear things we don't hear. You know that. Why? Why is that? Because Allah did not give me the ability to protect me. So what is an angel? The word in the Arabic language is malak. Right? Malak has so many roots, but one of the meaning of it is a message. The root of it is a message, and the other one of the other root of it is sovereignty. And then mulk. It's either malak, malak. This is all the roots of it. So that's number one. Number two, we need to, and again, because of the time, so I'm not gonna go to every single detail, but I highly recommend you really read this book. It's very nicely written, very well translated. And I was reading both the Arabic and the English yesterday. So the first thing is physical characteristics. How do they look like? Silence today is the name of the game today is silence. Right? So how do they look like? There's only one answer. How do they look like? Not where they were created, from where they were created. How do they look like? We don't know because we don't see them. Don't be tricked by questions, right? We don't know. We don't see them, except few exceptions that I'm going to tell you about. So number one, they were created from Noor. And Rasul said this hadith narrated by Sayyida Aisha. Al-Malaika khuliqat min Noor. That's how we know. It's not in the Quran. It's actually in the Sunnah. That the angels were created from light. And the jinns were created from fire. Alhamdulillah, from fire. And Bani Adam created from tin. That's the hadith. Angels created from noor, light. Jinn created from fire. And he said to her, and Bani Adam, as you know, as it meaning, because it is mentioned in the Quran. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alamin. Number two, in their physical characteristics. We cannot, when were they created? when, time. If you know your Quran well, you have the answer. This is only for people who know the Quran very well. Now, that's the answer before human being. Why? Because Allah said, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. Allah said to the angels, I'm gonna put on this earth a khalifa, meaning the angels were before Adam. So that's it. Time, I have no idea. What year, what day, there's no birthday. So we just don't know, but we know they were created before Sayyidina Adam. And we cannot see them, as I explained to you. Except who was the only one who saw the angel the same way he is. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. ما شاء الله تبارك الله. Who taught you? ما شاء الله تبارك الله. الله يبارك في ماما. May Allah bless mom. This is how it is. So only الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام saw Sayyidina Jibreel twice in his form and shape as an angel. He saw him in other ways or other forms. But as an angel, he only الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام saw him. What did he describe him? What filled the horizon? You're right. That's the second part of the hadith. What filled the horizon? Wings. He has 600 wings. 600 wings that it filled the horizon. What is the horizon? It's not the school. What is the horizon? What is the universe? I want you to start thinking. It's everything between the heavens and the earth. How far? People now take all these spaceships and end up where? Just to the outside cover of Earth. There's way more. You've seen the newest photos from the Hubble, right? Did you see it? So what did you say? There's only one word. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is the creations we don't see. This is all around us. So Sayyidina Jibreel filled every space, the 600 wings, filled the space between the earth that we all know and the end that we don't know where is it. And he saw him twice, and only Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Number one. So they have wings. How many wings they have? Do all of them have 600 wings? Now, alhamdulillah, now we are talking. So how many they have? Oh, again, if you know your Quran, you know the answer. Alhamdulillah, fatiri samawati wal ardh. Ja'ili al-malaikati wa rusulan uli ajnihatin mathna wa thulatha wa ruba'a. And then yazidu fil khalqi ma yasha. Let's translate. All praise to Allah who created the heaven and the earth. Ja'ili al-malaika, he made the angels rusulan, messengers. Uli ajniha, that's how I know they have wings. They have wings. 2, 3, 4, and he can increase as much as he wants. And that's why Sayyidina Jibreel had 600. So they have wings. This is a beautiful trivia for Ramadan, for the youth. Very nice ones. Because these are numbers, easy, it's interesting, and a trivia for the adults also, which I'm trying to do a little bit today. So they have wings, the numbers, maximum is 600. And Sayyidina Jibreel, we talked about that, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, 600 wings he has. Now, the second famous group of angels is those who carry the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have a group, those that have no names. Who said so? So there is angels. I can't even use my hand because I cannot do this. I shouldn't. But think of the throne of Allah beyond your imagination and mine. And is carried by angels. الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشَ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. Allah said this in Surah Ash-Shura. Those who carry the throne of Allah. Think of the most highest level of a king or of a super king or whatever, or emperor, and he is on, he or she on the throne, and all these people carry. How many will carry that person? Now this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the throne of Allah? These are angels. So we have Sayyidina Jibreel, very well known. Then we have a group of angels. We don't know who they are. how they look like. They carry the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is so unique about angels? Physical. We have to know we are women. I gave you a clue. Yes, the beauty of the angels. They are so beautiful. Who said so? Come on, one answer. Allah said so. That's fine. It's true. Where is that? This is indirect. I'll give it to you. I don't want to keep asking you. I was like, you know what? We don't know much. It's okay. That's why you're here. When Sayyidina Yusuf, the wife of the Aziz, the wife of the king, she was accused of having advancement toward Sayyidina Yusuf. What did she do? She heard it. She brought the women of the town. She put them on chairs. You know, this is in Surah Yusuf. She gave them knives. And she said, hold the knives. Come on in. And ask Sayyidina Yusuf to come. They looked at Sayyidina Yusuf. What did they say? مَا هَذَا بَشَرًا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ. They said, وَقَطَّعْنَا إِدِيَهُمْ. They are looking at him. And they say, 99% of the beauty, Allah created beauty 100 parts. 1% everything in this earth. And 99% gave it to Sayyidina Yusuf. So what does Sayyidina Yusuf look like? So the woman, he came in, they looked at him and says, no way, this is exactly how you describe. No way, they were cutting their hand. No way this is a human being. This is an honorable angel. So scholars tells you, angels are beautiful. Not beauty, not the fake beauty we all are doing these days. And everybody understand what I'm saying? But this is natural beauty created by Allah. Only angels. So their physical appearance, they have wings. Size we don't know. They can be very big, like Sayyidina Jibreel. They can be smaller, only two wings. They are extremely beautiful. Then another thing for them. Do they look like human being? No. I love it. I was actually wondering, where are you? I'm glad I'm seeing you today. Well, this is a hadith of Rasulullah. Alhamdulillah, you're learning and we all learn. Actually, I was really enjoying the book as I was reading, because like, this is really nice. This is a beautiful information we need to learn. So Rasulullah, when he went in the night journey and he came back and he said, I met Sayyidina Musa, and he so much looked like the certain tribe of the Jewish people. Then he said, I met Sayyidina Isa, and he so much looked like one Sahabi. And then he said, I met Sayyidina Ibrahim, and he so much looked like, exactly, Sahibukum. Sayyidina Ibrahim so much looked like your friend. Then he said, I met Jibreel, and he so much looked like which Sahabi? طيب. نعم. دحية الكلبي. دحية الكلبي. You have to know this name. And he said, he so much looked like, and I always wondered, why the Sahabi? And even we don't know the name of the Sahabi except in this way. We don't know him as a companion who narrated hadith. We only know him that he looks like Sayyidina Jibreel. So yes, angels can look like certain human beings, and the example is Dahiyya al-Kalbi. Now, they, again, as I said, they differ in their shapes, in the way they look, and in their size. Are they also different in their status? Yes or no? Or I don't know. Yes. Alhamdulillah. And how is that? So actually, Rasulullah was asked, and he said, who are the best human beings at that time? And he said, those companions who fought with me the Battle of Badr. Because the Battle of Badr was the landmark. You know, like, and just to give you an idea, for us living in the United States, when we say September 11, for those of you who were living at that time, it changed us. It's a time. And the second landmark is COVID. We keep saying before COVID, after COVID, right? In Islamic history is Badr. In Medina, the first landmark is Badr, because it changed a lot of the status of the Muslim, the morals of the Muslims, and it moved all Islam forward. And they were only 330 versus more than 1,000. yet they won. Because of, alhamdulillah, because Allah sent angels, إِذْ تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ أَنِّي مُمِدُّكُمْ twice in the Quran, بِأَلْفٍ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُسَوْمِينَ بِثَلَاثَةِ أَلَافٍ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُنْزَلِينَ. You want help? I'll send you angels. And 1,000 and 3,000. Those and angels, their status is much higher than the others. Same as the human beings who attended Badr. Okay, all these are good informations for you to learn. And I'm giving you again, yani, literally flower, 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 because I want you to get more interested and learn about them. Teach your children. Who's going to teach them about this? School? No. So they also differ in their status. Now, are they male or female? This answer should now have rocked this masjid. No gender. You need, literally, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ مِمَّا خَلَقَ Subhanallah. أَشَهِدُوا خَلْقَهُمْ سَتُكْتَبُ شَهَدَتُهُمْ وَيُسْأَلُونَ. They said, I don't remember the verse before that. They said, angels are, it's something in there. It's going to come in there. They said that angels are she, feminine. And what did Allah says? In a very challenging way. Did you see them when I created them? أَشَهِدُوا خَلْقَ. Did you see them? How can you say that? So that's why I said the answer should rock this masjid. Because Allah repeatedly refuted this claim. وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ مِمَّا يَكْرَهُونَ نَصِيبًا مِمَّا يَكْرَهُونَ نَصِيبًا. What they don't like at that time, they didn't like to have girls. You know that, right? That's one of the things that Islam came and changed. Yet, they say the angels are female, she. They are non-gender. There is no gender in them. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a he or a she, subhanah, exalted. So we all need to know this. They do not have a gender. فَاسْتَفْتِهِمْ Alhamdulillah. أَلِرَبِّكَ الْبَنَاتُ وَلَهُمُ الْبَنُونَ أَمْ خَلَقْنَا الْمَلَائِكَةَ إِنَاثًا وَهُمْ شَاهِدُونَ. Ask them. Ask them. They keep the boys, the males, and they give the girls to Allah. And they claim the angels are woman or female that they see when we created them. So they do not have gender. And one of you said it, they don't eat and drink. Who said that? Same answer. There's no other answer. Who said that? Allah in the Quran. And how is that? Naam. When Sayyidina Ibrahim, when they entered to Sayyidina Ibrahim, and Sayyidina Ibrahim was very well known to be very generous and very hospitable. So if you come, he used to stand up and call people and says, come, eat with me. Right? So he, and again, repeated in the Quran, brought them a calf, a roasted calf, a big calf. And then he saw that they don't eat. فَأَوْجَسَ مِنْهُمْ خِيفًا. It's like he was scared. Why they are not eating? Because that's not the norm, especially at that time. And this is actually one of the rights of the host. When someone invites you to their home, the right of the host, you eat. Otherwise, you will quote this verse. Right? فَلَمَّا رَأَ أَيْدِيَهُمْ لَا تَصِلُ إِلَيْهِ نَكِرَهُمْ وَأَوْجَسَ مِنْهُمْ خِيفًا. When he saw that their hands are not moving towards the calf, he rejected this and he started to become scared of them. So they don't eat and they don't drink. So how do they live then? They are not human, but what the... لَا نَقُولُ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ. Yes. They are what? Because they are angels. They don't eat and drink. True. And why is that? Na'am, this is what I want to hear. Because that's how Allah created them. Don't take these answers simple. Don't brush these answers. This is what makes my aqidah firm. Because Allah said so. Allah created. Can Allah, is Allah able, subhanahu, to create them in a way to make them eat food and drink? Of course. But he chose in for the angels not to do that. They don't need to eat and drink. Right? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. Then, where do they live? Orange County? LA? Where do they live? Where do they live? If you're going to answer with an answer, you need to give me the dalil, the proof. لا نتكلم الله بغير علم. We don't assume. Right? I think so. This is my opinion. Based on what? Yes. I'm going to pass this because of his age. So he said they don't live in any place. They keep moving around. I can't say that. Because that's not what Allah said. Where do they live? Yes, na'am. They live in the heavens. عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. That's what Allah said. وَالَّذِينَ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. When those who are with your Lord, who are they? They are the angels. So they live in the heavens. Right? So they don't eat. They are very beautiful. They don't eat, they don't drink. They are very beautiful. Right? They differ in sizes. They differ in their status. So what do they do for a living? Where do they work? So here we go. Some has job titles. Some are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose them. And don't ask why. Like Allah chose you to be a mother. Allah chose you to be a teacher. Allah chose you to be a physician. Allah chose you to be an engineer, a lawyer. Any of these jobs we all know, right? So some, he chose them to do certain functions and he named them. And some he did not, right? So what is the first one that we all know and we have to know? And his name is mentioned in the Quran. Sayyidina Jibreel. Don't say just Jibreel. He's not my friend. I always say this. No, really, we really need to elevate even our dialogue, the way we say things related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how we elevate ourselves. That's how we put our deen in a different level than the common daily things. So Sayyidina Jibreel, the one that has the and the capital letters, the job. And what was the job of Sayyidina Jibreel? What was the job of Sayyidina Jibreel? He, just one person. What was? Yes. So he brought the Quran. And even better if you say he brought the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Sayyidina Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. How did he do that? Without going to the whole details, if you studied science of the Quran, there's a whole chapter in Imam al-Suyuti about that. Basically, he came to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, either in his form, only twice, as I told you. Or he came in two forms as a human being. Either as Dahiyya al-Kalbi, the Sahabi, or as someone they didn't know. When he came and taught them about the deen, the man who came in was wearing white, his hair is so well made, done, and it's dark. None of us know him. Doesn't look like he's a traveler. He sat in front of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, called him by his name, Ya Muhammad, teach me. So Sayyidina Umar was like, who is this man? And he actually didn't ask, but they all were wondering. And on Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, out of their adab, they don't ask, who is this man? Like for us right away, what? And he said, Ya Umar, atadri man hadha? Do you know who is this? He said, Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. He said, this is Jibreel. Came to teach you your deen. This is what we are learning. So they came in, Sayyidina Jibreel came to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in the form of a human being, nobody know, Arabi, Bedouin, and he came as Dahiyya al-Kalbi, may Allah be pleased with him. He came twice in his form as an angel, only Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, so on. And then he came and delivered the Quran without form or shape, like the ring of a bell. Salsalatul Jaras, and this used to be the toughest one. And the Sayyidah Aisha, she used to describe it, when this comes to him, he changes. And the face becomes pale, and he starts sweating and shaking. Imagine the words of Allah is being revealed to him. So Sayyidina Jibreel, this is his job. What is the other angel that is mentioned in the Quran by the name and has a job? Yes. نعم مالك ونادوا يا مالك ليقضي علينا ربك. مالك, this is his name, and he is the angel, he is the gatekeeper of جهنم والعياذ بالله, of heavens, of the hell. May Allah protect us all. And this is in Surah Al-Zukhruf. They called him, the people of Jahannam called him, ونادوا يا مالك, مالك, call your Lord, let him, let us die. ليقضي علينا ربك, let us die. And he said, قال إنكم ماكثون. Nope, you're not dying. You're staying here forever. So Malik is the other one, who is the khazin, or he's the gatekeeper of Jahannam. Who's the other one mentioned by name in the Quran? Yes. Na'am? Atidun wa Raqib, will come to this. Before that, mentioned with Sayyidina Jibreel. قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ عَدُوًا لِجِبْرِيلَ وَمِكَائِلَ. Who? Jibreel, Sayyidina, and then Mikael, right? And Mikael, yes. I can hear you, Habib. Coming, don't, we're still talking about it. That's okay, we'll come to that. So Jibreel, Sayyidina Jibreel, or Gabriel, and then Mikael, right? And who else is mentioned in the Quran? You all know it. It's in Surah Al-Baqarah. They tell you, if you think there was an evil eye, read the ayah. Huh? When you have an evil eye, sihr, they say, read this verse. It's in Surah Al-Baqarah. Haruta wa Marut. Haruta wa Marut. And they are angels, absolutely, it's in the verse, right? So Harut and Marut are two angels who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned their name in the Quran, in the Quran. Then we have angels who Allah did not mention their names, not a specific name, but mentioned them as names, as angels. The first group are those who carry the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the other one? Malaika. Yes. Now, Raqibun wa Atid. That's the, is their name Raqib and Atid? The answer is no. Most of scholars says their name is not Raqib wa Atid. What they do is they are watchful and they are mighty. Ya Allah, I always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I wish I can remember this every minute, that there is a mighty angel on my right and on my left, watching me every second, every minute, what I say, what I don't say, when I move, when I don't move, when I think, when I plan, they all know it. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Allah said this in Surah Qaf. The human being will not utter a word. Allah, it's so scary having this verse. Word, word. Good morning, salam alaikum, how are you, and on and on. Illa, but every single one. You know, anytime I go to really busy places, like especially if it's Hajj, there's millions, right? Or you're in an airport which is very busy, and I, you know, you walk and everybody is walking. Literally, I stand for a second and I say, Subhanallah, Ya Rabbi, every one of these people, the one I'm just seeing right now, I'm not saying everybody living. Everyone has an angel on the right, angel on the left. Not a single word, not a single action, but is being calculated and being recorded. Subhanallah. And you're going to read all this and you're going to take every individual standing in front of you. Ya Allah. You know, this is called reflection. This is when you see this world is trivial. The problems that we make a big deal of it. If you think this way, what is the big deal of it? Subhanallah. So Raqibun Atid. Remember this. Remind yourself before you remind anyone. Because if you change, and I always say this, if I change, the people around me will change. If I practice it, the people around me will practice. So we have Raqibun Atid. One of the angels that was not described by themselves, but describe the place they attend, is, and Allah made an oath by it in the Quran. وَالطُّورِ وَكِتَابٍ مَسْطُورٍ. And then وَالْبَيْتِ الْمَعْمُورِ. What is this? highly acquainted or highly visited house. This is in the Quran. What is that house? Where is it? Anybody knows? No. It's exactly above the Kaaba. But again, in the unseen. This is all unseen knowledge. It's above the Kaaba, the same horizon above the Kaaba. But how far, where, we don't know. And every single day, how many angels visit that house? 70,000. They come, they do tawaf, and they leave. So when you do tawaf, think how Allah elevated me and you and whoever is there. And I am doing what the angels above me exactly are doing. And I am the one, Allah knows what I have done. So some of them, no names, but that's what they do. And this is part of their worship, is they always worship Allah in a different ways. So some of them are there. Some of them, without names, brought certain verses of the Quran or certain chapter of the Quran. Which chapter of the Quran came specifically, fully, in the night with angels? Surah Al-An'am, the cattle, شَيَّعَهَا سَبْعُونَ أَلْفُ مَلَكُ, they said. It was escorted, a whole chapter of Al-An'am was escorted in one night. In one night, it's almost a juz of the Quran, almost like 20 pages, a little bit more actually. It was all escorted. One night was delivered with 70,000 angels. You know when you come these days and you see the entourage, right? Like if there is a wedding or there is a dignitary coming in and you see all this with the motorcycles and all these cars, where is he? And finally he or she comes in, you say, wow, look at that. They're not 70,000 and they're not angels. So what is the Surah Al-An'am, the chapter of the cattle? It was delivered with the angels, 70,000 of them. Some of the angels bring rain, one. Bring rain. And then we have an angel who is Israfil. It's in the Sunnah, but the Hadith is questionable, that's the name. What is his job? وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. When there is the blow comes in the trumpet, every person, not person, everything on this earth and in the heavens will be shocked. If you want to feel this feeling, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya Rabbi Ameen, invite you. If you go to Mecca in Ramadan and you do the tahajjud, the night tahajjud, if you're doing tawaf, because you can do tawaf and people are praying, because that's not an obligatory salah. If you are doing tawaf and people before the tahajjud started, people are sitting, waiting, reading Quran, talking, and the moment Allahu Akbar, everybody stand up. And this reminds me all the time, nufikha fis-sur. One blow and everybody gets up. Subhanallah. And when I see these things, when I remember these things, you know what's the question? You know what's the question that has to come to each one of us? What is the question? Are you ready? Are you ready? If this happened this moment, نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ, am I ready? Or I'm going to say, just a second, give me a little bit more. Just one or two more days. I'm going to do my salah perfect. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. So the angel, one of them is blow. What is the other angel that we don't know the name, but has a very tough job, scary? Yes, Malakul Maut. It's also in the Quran. قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah said in Surah Al-Sajda, the angel of death will take you and will take you back to Allah. Have you seen someone dying? Have you seen somebody talking as they are dying? I witnessed this with one of my friends. She looked in the street and she said, shh. I remember, this is 20 years ago. She said, they are coming. She said, they are coming. And I touched her feet and the feet was start to be cold. That's usually how we die. We die from the feet. And then the body starts to become cold and cold and cold. and then the Zafra, as they call, the last breath. So the angels of death, we don't know the names, but that's what they do. That's it. And if I and you and your Rabbi Amin, we are believers, then they take soul with ease, and they are literally welcoming the soul. Come, let's go. And you want to go, because I'm coming to Allah. What do I want to do with this? But if that's the disbeliever, that's the kafir, then it's going to be exactly, they describe it, like you are removing a piece of hair from wool, stuck. It's very difficult to remove. You don't want that. So always make a dua to yourself, to Allah, make my soul goes easy. Al-mu'min, and they are very happy that they are taking that soul. So there's an angel of death. The last but not the least, because of the time, because we have to finish before Maghrib, is what do they do? Alhamdulillah, we still have some time. What do they do? The uniqueness about the angel is actually they do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only not disobey Allah, they don't get tired. You know, wherever we are, whatever status we are, and think of Ramadan, I always say this, because in Ramadan is like, this is the peak. The best in us comes out in Ramadan. All of us. It's still at one point you say, Allah, I'm tired. Can I just have a little bit of a nap? Right? Where is my water? Just a little bit. Because we're human. They do not. لا يفترون. They don't get bored. They don't get lazy. Constant acts of worship. They are the typical, obedient servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why we say, I'm not an angel, right? The usual answer is, I'm not an angel. Don't expect me to be one. And you know what? We are not. But can we aspire to be at least some, like, have some of their characters, some of what they do? So they absolutely obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unconditionally. They do not disobey Him. And this is always, I was like, Ya Allah, can I have just a 1 minute like this? Just 1 minute or 2 minutes without argument. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me talking to myself. You know, the arguments always, in a second, just give me time. I'm not ready. I'll be ready tomorrow. I can't do this today. You know how we are? In a different ways. That's not angels. That's not angels. The angel, also named but not in the Quran, actually, is the key gatekeeper of Jannah. What's his name? Ridwan. And what does Ridwan do? What a beautiful name. One of my friends, their son is Ridwan. And subhanAllah, what does Ridwan do on the Day of Judgment? He waits. He waits outside. And think of this, Ya Rabbi Ameen, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us all, Ya Rabbi Ameen, in Jannah, looking at each other. Is that how he described? So this is the door, Ya Rabbi Ameen, door of Jannah, think of it. Yani at least we can dream, right? So the door of Jannah is standing Ridwan, who's an angel. And Ridwan has the key, right? It's not yours. He will not give it to anyone. He give it to whom? Al-Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So he's waiting till Al-Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam comes in, and he gives him the key. And then he, Al-Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, opened the door. So Ridwan is the angel or the gatekeeper of Jannah. I think I said all this. Raqib and Wa'atid, we have Munkar and Nakir. Ah. Who are those? We don't want to know. La, we need to know. Who is Munkar and Nakir? Yes. Angels of the grave. So let's do it in a way so we all remember, right? And I need to say this to myself in every minute. Ya Haifa, there is an angel seeing everything you do and recording. So that's number one. Raqibun wa'atid. And then there is an angel waiting. Till Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him the order, go and take her soul. He's waiting. This could be the order could be today. The order could be tomorrow. Our problem is we don't think it's going to happen to us. All of us. دَرْهُمْ يَأْكُلُوا وَيَتَمَتَّعُوا وَيُلْهِهِمُ الْأَمَلِ فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah said this. He said, let them keep eating, with drinking. Let them think they will live here forever. And then they will know when the moment comes in. So I need to know there is an angel, is mine, Allah assigned him to me, waiting when he gets the order from Allah, take them, take her. That's an angel. Then when I go and I enter the grave, and we're all gonna go there, then they are waiting. Munkar wa nakir. Yes, scary. Absolutely. I'm not trying to scare you. It's reality. It's reality. Where will I run away from? Right? إلى أين تذهبون? Where? It's gonna come. Let me learn and let me get ready. So munkar and nakir, what do they do? Salaam alaikum, welcome to the grave. Is that what they do? I wish. What do they do? Get up, sit up, and three questions. Who is your Lord? What's your religion? Who's your prophet? And you say, what is the big deal? Of course, I memorize them in every language. I'm ready. Well, and this is a true story. One of my relatives, she's cooking and I have to finish because the men are coming and they really are not happy we are here. No, I'm just kidding. Because we're taking their place. So she was actually using the food processor. She put something and that something caught her finger also. It was because she told me that story. And she was able to turn it off, but by the time she turned it off, exactly this is what she said. She said, I felt my soul came out. I fainted, but I'm still there. And I was trying to say that La ilaha illallah, I couldn't. I'm trying to say La ilaha illallah. I just couldn't do it. And I was like, Ya Allah, munkar wa nakir. So don't take it lightly. You think, of course, Allah, Islam, Nabi Muhammad, what is the story? What is the big deal? If it's this case, Allah, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, would not have scared. He's not scared us. I don't like the word scared. Warning. I told you. Khalas, I told you. You know, all of you all know this name. So we have Munkar and Nakir. And then the angels are honorable and obedient. May Allah make you and me. They are honorable and they are obedient. We are honorable, Allah honored us. But are we obedient? It depends. This is how I say it, right? In the morning, I'm very obedient. I go to school, it's a little bit difficult, right? Because I go to work, I can't pray. I was like, why can't you pray? Well, I'm at work. I said, what does work has to do with salah? Right? And then I go out with my friends, and I'm with my friends. I go home, then I'm fine. I'm in my room alone, mashallah. So this is how I say, we struggle to be obedient. And this is what is unique about us, is that we struggle to obey. Angels are not. They are created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very important. Alhamdulillah, Allah made me read it. I actually put some things for me to remember. Their description, they are very shy. They are very modest. Modesty, istahyun. And the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in a hadith, he was with Sayyidah Aisha, narrated by Sayyidah Aisha, Sayyidina, and he was lying. You know, he was with his wife, so Sayyidina Abu Bakr come in, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, and he didn't move. And Sayyidina Umar, he didn't move. And Sayyidina Uthman came in, and he stood, and he sat. And she said, Ya Rasulullah, Sayyidina Aisha has to know everything. I said, Ya Rasulullah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, he didn't move. Sayyidina Umar, he didn't move. Why Uthman? He said, Ala istahyi min rajul, tastahyi minhu al-malaika. Shouldn't I deal with someone, or I am shy of someone the angels are shy from? And that's Sayyidina Uthman. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all, Ya Rabbi Ameen, to be at least a little bit as an angel. Ya Rabbi Ameen, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us what is beneficial and help us to learn and practice what we are. Jazakumullah khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi tasliman kathira. As they said last week, keep the chair.